It's been a complete eye-opening to me. I'd never really had a chance to think about that time period, and now I've been able to research the Holocaust and been able to feel sort of what it would have been like to be Jewish during that time period. And
what's been the most challenging part of this for you?
Just the subject matter, I think, and how to handle it in a respectful way and not sugarcoat anything. You know, in a youth theater company, there's the tendency to make things kind of pleasant, and there's just no way to do this kind of material and make it pleasant. I've tried really hard to not kind of skirt the issue with the actors and with the show in general.
Now, I was going to jump in there and say sugarcoat it. Charla, you're not known for sugarcoating. You
No, I wouldn't
I mean, you have a youth theater company that does things about pets dying and family members dying and little children dying. And
you're making it
people
sound
running
like,
away.
Like I'm obsessed with death, Tanya. Well, no, I'm not.
But you know what I mean.
Yes.
You pick some really challenging work, and you're one of the only companies in town, I think, that's doing that kind of work with young actors.
I think it's important. I mean, it's part of life, you know. Sherry Bennett, who wrote this play, also wrote Zinc, The Myth, the Legend, the Zebra, which was the last show that we did about a young cancer patient. These things happen, you know, the Holocaust happened. It's real. It's part of our history. It's really terrifying to realize that we are so close to losing all of those firsthand accounts of the Holocaust. The youth that survived the Holocaust are aging and they're dying now. So we've got to help the next generation remember and know that it happened. We can't ever let that die.
What sort of conversations did you have with your actors around this? Because obviously when you're doing a show about children dying of cancer, many young actors know someone or know someone who knows someone who had cancer. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about the Holocaust, which is a much bigger global sort of thing, how did you approach that with them?
The publisher of the play puts out a study guide for actors and for young audience members to come and see the show. And so, you know, I gave that to the actors as kind of a little beginning to their research. And then I always encourage them to do their own research online. I gave them some YouTube clips to look at. There's a great audio clip of the prisoners that were being liberated from Bergen-Belsen, the concentration camp where Anne Frank died. And they spontaneously start singing Hatikva, which is the national anthem of Israel. And it's just beautiful. I encouraged all the actors to look at that.
Heather, what has this experience been like for you as an actor?
It's been amazing taking on this role, but you also have to realize and come to part with the fact that this actually happened to all these people. And reading all of the firsthand accounts and being there doing this show has definitely been chilling. It's almost scary to think that these people were actually going through this. And we joke around while we're in the train and stuff, but then you look at the pictures of the women that actually were there and who actually did have to take off all of their clothes in front of everybody else and just be so embarrassed. And it has been shocking to research all of this.
Mm-hmm. We laugh during rehearsal, and that's really sort of the only way you can kind of get around it without just being in tears all the time. You know, we all deal with painful situations through humor, and we've certainly done that through the rehearsal process just as kind of a therapeutic tool. And I hope that none of the actors have been, I don't even know the word I want to say. I mean, I do want it to affect them, but still I want it to be an enjoyable experience that we've come together and done this play. As theater is, it's a communal experience, and we've all experienced this together. So hopefully we're better for it.
Heather Burgess, Charla Cochran, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.